Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. World Magazine, October 6th issue. Some pro-life organizations, including the American Life League and Human Life International, warned of the loophole in the partial birth abortion ruling and attacked the ban, calling the ban a partial birth abortion manual. I'll tell you about that article in World Magazine. Corroborating the accusation we have made since April that this partial birth abortion ban is not a ban, but partial birth abortion is still legal in America, and the tragedy of that wasted 15 years of effort. That's in World Magazine. Also in WorldNet Daily, by the way, I was in Branson, Missouri for a Bible conference, and friends of Bob Enyart Live filled in as guest host last week, and you in the audience, you guys really responded. And our telethon, we're now ending our telethon. We came so very close to our goal of $20,000. So about $18,000, if we got all the final numbers in, over $18,000. So thank you to everyone. During the month of September, we talked more about our pro-life projects by far than we did many shows. We didn't even mention our telethon. So thank you for hanging in there with us and keeping Bob Enyart Live on the internet on KGov, KGOV.com, Lord willing, for another year. So that's World Magazine. We'll talk about that. And then also, WorldNet Daily published an article, since I was in Branson, on personhood, the silver bullet to kill Roe v. Wade. And they reminded readers in their article, at the top of the article, of our advertising campaign, I'm quoting, Colorado Right to Life and Flip Benham and all that, the advertising campaign that was critical of other pro-lifers for their praise for the U.S. Supreme Court's partial birth abortion decision, with the American Life League arguing that the court ruling actually would not prohibit a single abortion. So the conservative Christian media, the pro-life media, if you will, is getting it. They are getting it that this ban, this effort, was this tragic distraction, the partial birth abortion travesty of a wasted 15 years and $250 million of pro-life money wasted on a ban that would not save a single innocent child. So we'll talk about those two articles and Dr. James Dobson. There is disagreement within the House of Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs. There's some disagreement between Dr. Dobson and his political action committee called Focus Action. Focus Action did an interview with the Associated Press on September 30th, and they said, absolutely, Dr. Dobson will not, under any circumstances, support a third party for president. And they even gave the examples. No matter how pro-choice the Republican candidate is, or if he's against marriage and supports homosexual marriage, doesn't matter how bad he is, Dr. Dobson will not support a third party. That was according to Focus Action on September 30th. But then on October 4th, Dr. Dobson himself wrote an editorial that appeared in the New York Times, and he said the exact opposite, that in fact, if the Republican Party does not put up, he said either party, but we all know what he meant. If the Republican Party does not nominate a pro-life candidate for president, that he would support a third-party candidate. So we'll talk through that. And why is there the disagreement within Focus? But then what does that commitment? That's a pretty neat commitment. But what does it mean? What's the depth of it? We'll talk about that. And what else has happened since I've been gone? Oh, KKLA Radio Station in Los Angeles, KKLA talk show host Frank Pastore, who's a widely read columnist at townhall.com and elsewhere, he's done an article on the debate in the pro-life movement. This was just 2 days ago. And he, in his article, he exposes, he alerts his reader to the victory of the partial birth abortion ban, but he puts the word victory in quotes. He's, this victory, and he quotes pro-life, he quotes Robert Mews, a pro-life attorney, saying that the partial birth abortion ban has, in fact, not saved a single life. Okay, so that is some of what we want to talk about on today's show. Also, our DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2, it has become a semifinalist in the upcoming San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival in their documentary category, and it continues to generate rave reviews from pro-lifers nationwide. And I want to tell you about one comment made by the assistant of one of America's leading Christians, one of America's most well-known, the name most well-recognized name, Christian pro-life. And so we sent that person a DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2. Well, that leader's assistant got the DVD in the mail. And I'll give you the first name of the assistant. His first name is Rich. So Rich gets the DVD and he thinks, okay, this is for my boss, but I'm going to plug it in and look at it. And he watched Focus on the Strategy 2, and he called us up, and he said, I have to apologize for my years of supporting child-killing regulations. Rich said, I have been part of the problem. And now he is praying for his boss, as are we, and you can too, even though you don't know his name. I'm not telling you who it is, but God knows the name of this Christian leader. And he said, I'm going to do what I can to get my boss to watch this DVD, and we'll see what happens. So those are the issues we want to talk about on this show. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Let's start out with World Magazine. World Magazine, October 6th, an article called Deadly Substitute. And this article corroborates what we put in our open letters to Dr. Dobson going back 4 months, and it corroborates our analysis of the Gonzalez v. Carhart ruling. They are reporting that it has become standard practice in hospital after hospital during late-term abortion procedures for the abortionist to give a lethal injection using in utero lethal injections to kill babies before delivery. This is, I'm reading right out of World Magazine, October 6, 2007. And they're saying, they quote three hospitals that have made this standard procedure for late-term abortions. And we've had Focus on the Family initially saying this would save lives. And then they were distributing a letter filled with misinformation from Colorado Springs OBGYN Dr. Roy Stringfellow, who said now late-term abortions cannot be done. It's not even physically possible anymore. And I interviewed him, and I said, well, how about up in Boulder, Colorado, Warren Hearn? Yeah, he'll still do late-term abortions. He does them differently. Oh, and how about what the Supreme Court justice has said? Just give a lethal injection to kill the baby. Oh, they're not going to do that. Of course they're going to do that. They were doing it all along. And so this article explains that they call it a loophole, but it's not a loophole. A loophole is when you find a way around something. The Gonzalez v. Carhart ruling by the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, it says in the ruling that you can give a lethal injection, just give an injection to kill the baby, and then you could take it out in one piece if that's what you want to do. Or you could cut it up. And Jay Sekulow and National Right to Life and Focus on the Family have told us, you and I, that we don't have the insight, we don't have the legal background or the medical understanding to comprehend this ruling. But it's really a lot easier than that. The ruling says you can pull the baby out halfway and then kill it to the belly button, or you give it a lethal injection. So Gonzalez v. Carhart was not designed to return legal protection to even one unborn baby. And we knew that from the beginning. And so did any pro-life leader or organization that cared to look to see what they were doing. But it brought in $250 million of money to the pro-life movement and pro-life leaders. So once we achieved it, we got the ban. They had to say it was a victory. Well, let me quote now from World Magazine. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Let me quote from this article. So the article says the abortionists are just giving lethal injections to kill the baby in utero, and then they pull the baby out. So they write this. Some pro-life organizations, including the American Life League and Human Life International, warned of the loophole, and that's okay. I mean, they're getting it mostly right here, and published ads attacking the ban after the Supreme Court decision. Now, you know what's neat here? Colorado Right to Life is, they're viewed as very aggressive in the pro-life movement. And so when our full-page ads came out in newspapers around the country, when the media mentioned those ads and Christian leaders, they attacked Colorado Right to Life, or they attacked Denver Bible Church or Bob Inyart Live, but they never attacked Judy Brown of American Life League. She's too sweet. How could you attack Judy Brown? And she has this massive organization. And they never attacked Reverend Tom Utener of Human Life International. They operate in 90 countries around the world with satellite offices in 90 countries. So how do you attack Tom Utener? But they attacked Colorado Right to Life, and you know what? That was okay. Somebody's got to be the point man. Somebody's got to take the brunt of the offensive. And so now when it turns out, just 4 months later, that these immediate insights were accurate and valid, now they're giving credit not to Colorado Right to Life. That's okay. Who cares who gets the credit? When people don't care who gets the credit, you get a lot more done. When people do not care, and we as Christians should apply this to ourselves and to the pro-life battle and to spreading the gospel. If you don't care who gets the credit, you can get a lot more done because people won't be second-guessing your motives as much, thinking, oh, you're doing this to be in the limelight, or you're doing this because you want the credit, or you want the notoriety, or you want the influence. So who cares who gets the credit? So now American Life League and Human Life International, they're getting the credit, and they deserve it because they were there at the beginning. They knew this all along. So anyway, you see how it works, and with a coalition all working toward the same goal, we could accomplish more than by working separately. So to continue with this World Magazine article from this Saturday, those ads, those are the full-page newspaper ads and newspapers around the country, those ads called the ban a, quote, partial birth abortion manual, unquote. That was a good line, wasn't it? Because the ban, it's not a ban. It tells you, here's how to do a partial birth abortion. Just pull the baby out to the belly button, then you could kill it. And then they quote, really from our open letter, but it's our quote of Justice Anthony Kennedy, wrote in the majority opinion on the decision, quote, if the intact D&E procedure, that's partial birth abortion, take the baby out all in one piece, if the intact D&E is truly necessary in some circumstances, it appears likely an injection that kills the fetus is an alternative. So that's what all these hospitals are doing. Harvard Medical School, they're doing it. Dr. Roy Stringfellow on this radio program 3 weeks ago, he said, oh, nobody's going to do that. Nobody can do that. That can't be done. That just can't be done. Can't be done. I know. I'm an OBGYN, pro-lifer. I know it can't be done. Harvard Medical School disagrees. They're doing it. Nobody would do that. That's too mean. They kill babies, even late term in the womb. They don't care. Who else is doing it? Massachusetts General Hospital, Brigham and Women's, Beth Israel Deaconess. How's that? Beth Israel Deaconess is doing these late term abortions with the lethal injections. And then you have WorldNet Daily's article called Personhood, the Silver Bullet to Kill Abortion. And it reminds its readers of our, quote, advertising campaign that was critical of other pro-lifers for their praise for the U.S. Supreme Court's partial birth abortion decision, with the American Life League arguing that the court ruling actually would not prohibit a single abortion. And now you have an article at townhall.com by Frank Pastor. Now, we never talk about Frank Pastor. He's a competing talk show host on KKLA, and he is hugely popular all over the Internet, all over the Internet. And he has an article just out exposing the PBA victory. He puts the word victory in quotes and quoting a pro-life leader saying that it has not saved a single life, unquote. So guess what? The whole movement is figuring this out. The whole movement. And pretty soon, you know, there are Christian leaders, pro-life activists, who really despise National Right to Life because of what compromises, because they endorse pro-choice Republicans. I mean, how much of that could you stomach? If you're getting paid $100,000 a year by National Right to Life, you could stomach a lot of it, I guess. But there's a lot of pro-life activists who really can't stomach it, and they despise National Right to Life. And you know what's going to happen? They've taken up the defense of National Right to Life. And pretty soon the whole pro-life movement is going to know the truth, except for those who are stuck walking with National Right to Life. And there are a lot of activists who are not going to enjoy that corner of the room. That's what's going to happen. So now we have the Associated Press doing an interview with Focus Action, Dr. Dobson's Political Action Committee. And let me read to you from this Associated Press article. And if you heard Dr. Dobson on Hannity and Combs last night, you'll be shocked, because this is the exact opposite of what Dr. Dobson just said. This is the exact opposite of his actual position. But this shows the confusion within an organization when you don't stand for what is right. When your foundation is not truth and righteousness, then your spokespeople, they don't know what to say, because it changes every week. And so listen to this. Dr. James Dobson spoke out against the idea of a third party, even if, quote, now on Hannity and Combs last night, he was defending a third party. And he wrote an editorial in the New York Times defending a third party if the Republicans nominate a pro-abort. But a spokesman for Focus on the Family Action, Gary Schneeberger, said this, quote, even if both Democratic and Republican nominees are known to be entirely unsupportive of the sanctity of human life, unsupportive of the institution of marriage, and other aspects of the pro-moral agenda, still Dr. Dobson would be opposed to a third party. All right, now that's diametrically opposed. That's the opposite of what Dr. Dobson said last night. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. In Indiana, Quinn, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, hello. I saw the interview last night on Hannity and Combs.
All right, Quinn, great. Please speak up a little louder. So you saw Dr. Dobson and Sean Hannity.
Yes, I did. I saw that. And I was glad to hear what Dobson said, that he was committing, at least at that moment, to base his decisions, who he would vote for, who he would promote as a candidate for president or any other.
Yeah, he said in his editorial in the New York Times, it certainly was filled with quotes that could have come right out of the Bob and Yurt Live transcripts. But he said things like this: winning the presidential election is vitally important, but not at the expense of what we hold most dear.
Exactly. And I was thinking, wow.
He's right. Quinn, let me read this quote from his New York Times editorial. He said, polls, like surveys, popularity polls and the voting polls don't measure right and wrong. Voting according to the possibility of winning or losing can lead directly to the compromise of one's principles. It could result in the abandonment of cherished beliefs that conservative Christians have promoted and defended for decades. So I was in Branson, Missouri when this came out. And someone called me from Denver, got me on my cell phone, said, Bob, let me read a quote to you. Tell me who wrote it. And read me just what I just read on the air. And I said, James Dobson. He wrote it. They said, yeah, imagine, this is pretty neat. But Quinn, this happened 7 years ago. Do you remember it?
Yeah, on the DVD you have, didn't he say exactly that? Don't you show the video of him saying exactly that kind of thing?
Well, no, that you're referring to his pledge.
Oh, his pledge, yeah.
His pledge from the Rally for Life, where he said, I make a commitment to God to never vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And last night on Hannity and Combs, Dr. Dobson said he was reaffirming that pledge, reaffirming it. Now, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And he should say, therefore, I refused to vote for George W. Bush because George W. Bush supports killing some innocent children. And George W. Bush withheld support from South Dakota's abortion ban. George W. Bush is pro-choice with exceptions. He supports the woman's right to kill her baby with some exceptions. But Dr. Dobson, of course, didn't point that out. And he could have also said that George W. Bush is proud of the pro-abortion judges he has nominated when he was governor of Texas. They've got their own judicial process down there. And as president of the United States. But, of course, he didn't say those things. But he did say that if both parties do not, if there is not a pro-life candidate, that he and many other Christian leaders would leave the Republican Party and support a third-party candidate for president. He said that. And, Quinn, he said that 7 years ago when it looked like George W. Bush would nominate a pro-choice vice presidential running mate. He said it 7 years ago. And so that moved Bush to nominate Dick Cheney, who's been very strong on the abortion issue, hasn't he? Oh, no.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, the thing that Dick Cheney has been strongest on is, I think, promoting homosexual marriage. Pretty much, that's the strongest thing. He was asked if he would support the defense of marriage, and he said, oh, no, I can't support that. No, of course not. I mean, homosexuals, if states want to legalize homosexual marriage, so be it. That's the man we got after the Christian leaders put their foot down and said, we want someone who supports Christian morality. So we got a radically pro-homosexual Dick Cheney.
Right. Well, hey, Bob, here's the question I had from the interview.
Yeah,
I noticed that Dobson said that if he and, I guess, religious conservatives, Christian conservatives, got behind a candidate like Rudy Giuliani, who opposes most of what we believe and promote, he made the claim that the pro-life movement, the pro-marriage movement, would never recover. It would be lost.
Yeah, he said we would lose it all. He said the pro-life movement would cease to exist if we support it. A candidate like Rudy Giuliani. What did you infer from that, Quinn?
Well, I inferred it sounded like it's not quite true, but it sounds like he still holds, as far as his highest goal, is having at least someone to promote from the Republican Party. He wants to promote a Republican really bad, even if they're not good of a candidate. I mean, they're better than Giuliani.
Well, I think here... Yeah, I am thrilled that Dr. Dobson is saying we are not going to support Rudy Giuliani. I am thrilled. And I wish he would also say that we will not be lied to again. We will not be lied to again, and we're not going to support Mitt Romney, who is a pro-abort, pro-homo liberal. We're not going to allow him to lie to us and say, oh, I just reached nirvana. I had my epiphany, now I'm against abortion. He's a liar. He's not against abortion.
Right.
It's like Rudy Giuliani telling Sean Hannity, oh, you know what, now I'm against partial birth abortion. He's a liar. And so Dr. Dobson should say, he should take his pledge. And he said, I am committing to God that for the rest of my life, I will not vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. Now, when he said that, that was couched in very carefully crafted terms, because that means that he would not vote for George W. Bush, right? Because Bush says you can kill children if their father's a criminal. That's one circumstance. You can kill children if their father's a criminal. So that means that Dr. Dobson should not vote for Bush. But he supports Bush and says he's the most pro-life president we've ever had. Well, why doesn't he tell his audience, based on my standard, I would not even vote for George W. Bush? And you know what? Tom Minnery told us privately at the meeting we had, Denver Bible Church, with the public policy group down at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs. He told us that Dr. Dobson did not vote for George W. Bush. He told us that Dr. Dobson kept his pledge, and that the public would be surprised to learn who he actually voted for.
Who did he vote for?
Well, he didn't say that. But here's the point. Is this a lawyer talking or the leader of the body of Christ in America? Right. Is it a lawyer talking and tricking us into saying, well, I won't vote for him because he supports killing some innocent children, but you should. In fact, you should give money, you should campaign, you should register. Just this Sunday, we got to do everything we can to reelect the most pro-life president we've ever had, George W. Bush. But by the way, I won't vote for him. So do you see that dichotomy?
Yeah.
And Christians and the Christian media has been so gullible, they're just led around by the nose, and they don't challenge one another on these issues of life and death. So, Dr. Dobson, I am thrilled that he said, we will not support an openly pro-abort Republican for president. I wish he would say what's needed. We will not be lied to. And the Republican candidates who are telling us they're pro-life, we will not allow them to lie to us. We will only support a candidate who will not kill a single innocent child, and that would leave him with no one but Alan Keyes. And he was hoping for a dark horse candidate. He said that last night on Hannity and Combs. Hey, thank you, Quinn. I appreciate that call from Indiana.
All right, thanks for the feedback, Bob.
You're very welcome. So Dr. Dobson said maybe a dark horse candidate will come up out of nowhere, and we could all support him as a Republican. Otherwise, I'm going to a third party. Well, AlanKeyes.com. Please go there. Take his pledge. You can put in that Bob Enyart referred you if you'd like to. Go to AlanKeyes, AlanKeyes.com. It's just great.